The Information Commissioner reports to Parliament on the performance of public sector agencies in relation to their obligations under the Right to Information Act and the Information Privacy Act. The Information Commissioner monitors agencies and then reports to Parliament. As a part of this program of monitoring and auditing, the Office of the Information Commissioner completed a report on a compliance review of the Department of Transport in Main Roads in July 2012. This report has now been tabled in Parliament. The report identifies areas of good practice and makes six recommendations for improving compliance. All of the recommendations were accepted by Transport and Main Roads. Overall, the office found that the department's performance was strong and it demonstrated a clear commitment to openness and accountability. In particular, the office was pleased to find that the department published valuable public sector information as a matter of course. It had an open culture, focusing outward on efficiently meeting clients' information needs. Transport and Main Roads was well positioned to take a leadership role in engaging with the community to reduce red tape and add economic value through the reuse of information. An example of an initiative to publishing geospatial data is provided in the report as a case study. Transport and Main Roads had an excellent approach to dealing with applications for access to information under the legislation. In particular, the Right to Information and Privacy Unit communicated effectively with applicants and with other business units within the department when handling applications to achieve better outcomes and to reduce red tape, time and costs. This review report has profiled the unit's communication activities as a resource for other agencies. The officer's review found that while some business units were both innovative and efficient in their release of information, other business units within the department could do more to release information proactively and in a way that would be accessible and useful for the community. A proactive, transparent, and systematic approach to the release of public sector held information can build community confidence, increase accountability, and improve public service delivery through better performance, productivity, and policy development. The department is steadily working towards these outcomes. During this review, stakeholders were asked and they indicated that they were very interested in obtaining departmental information and they were ready to work with the department to facilitate this process, including by developing applications to help make information available. I encourage the department to work with external stakeholders, such as Google, to provide information that is interactive, reusable, and that can be combined with other data to build new information resources. The department is positioned to be a leader in the free flow of government-held information into the Queensland economy by demonstrating how innovative methods of publication can work for both government and the broader public. And the Director General of Department of Transport and Main Roads indicated to me that the department was now positioned to do this. In summary, the Office of the Information Commissioner found the Department of Transport and Main Roads to be a leader in this field. If the department builds the proactive release of information, this will lead to real gains for Queenslanders in accessing and using government information effectively.